Everyone is a makeup artist, photographer, creative, poet. And for those that cannot see the four rolling eyes emojis, just imagine them. Today's post is about people, obviously, and, well, people-y things. Recently, I've noticed amongst social media the rise in motivational speakers, bloggers, makeup artists, photographers, designers, all these creative entrepreneurial jobs. Now, while some are legit and are doing an excellent job, kudos to you, some aren't. I want to talk about those that jumped on the bandwagon because it seemed cool, because they notice other people doing it and they're excelling and money is rolling in and their Instagram and Snapchat is popping. So people think, right, if so-so is doing it, me too, I can do it. And it's like, no babes. One thing I know Christians do, maybe all people do, is they like to associate themselves with good things and then want it to reflect on themselves. I hope this is making sense. For example, take Olajuwon. She made it. She happened to be at the right place at the right time. And now her life has changed. And that's great. Now, people took to social media and obviously the whole thing blew up and it was trending and people started doing prayers like this one. Fada, any bakery baking the bread that will connect me to my helper, open it by fire. Oya, prayer. The thing is, we can make jest, we can joke, but people did this for real, as in 100% seriousness. It's retaining the mindset that I pointed out earlier, wanting to associate with good things. It's the same way Christians sing about wanting the blessings of Abraham, but they forget the journey that Abraham made. In simple terms, we only see the end product of these people, and that's what we envy and admire, but don't see the endurance, the setbacks, the challenges, the tears, and even if we did, I'm not sure we'd appreciate it. So we decide to tap into the end product and forget about the journey and the drive and the tenacity that is required. So all you makeup artists, photographers, blah-de-blah-de-blah, is this what's right for you? Is this really what you should be doing? Is this your passion? Or is it a case of being a copycat, for lack of a better term? Because if you're just hoping to reach the level of followers in the thousands and driving a German-made car, etc., then you're doing it all wrong and you're only focusing on the end product of other people. Everyone's journey is unique and is different. So to imitate another individual because they seem to fit your idea of being successful is so wrong. What we should be doing is finding out what our passion is, finding that thing that you would be happy to do at 2 a.m. in the morning, as my mother defines it. If you find that thing and it happens to be one of the things that I've mentioned, then this post isn't for you. But if you're one of those people that bought a DSLR camera and started talking about life and sharing everything with everybody and labelled yourself as a vlogger, is it because you've seen Zoella and Patricia Bright and Shirley that you're now thinking, I can join this team? Then I'm sorry, love, but that's not how life works. My mother always says this to my brother. Be a leader, not a follower.